Well, it's the evening of Mother's Day, and I'm just in from a long lunch and half an afternoon with my two big chicks. If you're a mum, I hope your day's been wonderful, or is being wonderful, or will be wonderful, depending on which time zone you're in. And if you're not a mum, don't forget to give her a call or send her an email. And if she's not around anymore, then grab onto a happy memory and hug tight to that one. Motherhood is a funny thing. Now, there's an understatement. I call it, in part, the invisible umbilical cord. Umbilical cord. It's always there. I remember when my son was very small and I had to leave him for the very first time in the extremely capable hands of his father. I felt as though I was tethered to him. I think I'd gone shopping, but I couldn't wait to get back to him. It was a very, very strong bond, and it's just as strong. He arrived home only yesterday from an extended overseas trip, and I felt that connection when I hugged him today. It's still there. And it's the same with my daughter. But here's something really quite odd that took me totally by surprise. That very same infant son, a few months after I left him for the first time, I had been cast in a production of Hamlet, and I was playing the prince's mother, Gertrude. And I used to leave him in the also extremely capable hands of my own mother, who'd come to sit with me whilst I was rehearsing and then performing in the show. Now, any nursing mother will tell you that one of the easiest ways to let down the milk, as it's called, and I hope this isn't too much information for you, but the easiest way to do that is simply to think about your child and there you go. Well, quite by accident, one night on stage, and without any conscious thoughts of my own son, I was deeply involved in a scene in which I think I said the words, "My dear son Hamlet," something like that. And wouldn't you know, Mother Nature had her way with me. Well, from that point on, I had to take precautions. My costume was rather lovely, and I didn't want any accidents. I guess that tells us something about the profound connection between imagination and physiology or biology or whatever it is. But it took me by surprise at the time and just confirmed that profound invisible cord that always holds the mother to the child, whether it's physically or just in the imagination. So on that note, happy Mother's Day.